Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Steve Dan bringing this back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Gary Surak is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Surak Financial Services, Inc., author of The American Dream Revisited. Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the American dream with the millennials, with the younger generation. And, you know, and what we've been saying, folks, and just to bring you up to date real quick, if you just tuned in, is, you know, you don't get to denounce the fundamentals or reject the fundamentals of the American dream that got us here, that fed you, that clothed you, that educated you. You don't get to reject those fundamentals, but then claim the name going forward in your own image. I don't think you get to do that. You can, if you reject the fundamentals and you reject the name, the brand, you reject the American dream. Because the American dream, Gary, can't be the fundamentals that got us here and something else going forward. You can come up with your own brand, but don't call it the American dream. And I want to make one more point before I let you jump in here. I interviewed a millennial CEO, startup, successful, very successful small business owner, 26 years old. He basically said being raised as a millennial in that generation did not prepare him for the marketplace in a number of ways. And he's having to rethink some of those things. What do you think about that?
I don't think he's alone. I'll be honest with you. I grew up in an American dream family, and I wasn't prepared to run my company either, and I watched my father run it. But when I really got in and realized what was involved with running my organization and having 60 employees and four companies, I wasn't prepared, Jim. I just kept starting to do things, and quite frankly, I screwed up a lot of stuff, but it worked out in the end. Mm-hmm. I think it did, at least. But it was a hard process. It was a trial and error, and there wasn't really a book to go by. There wasn't something I said, okay, I have this great, you know, start here, part one. It wasn't like you could build something and they gave you instructions. This was hard. So I feel for the millennial much like I felt for myself. Yeah, that's kind of what's happening. Mm-hmm. It's trial and error, and you hope you don't screw up, but you do mostly.
But the American dream is nothing if not self-determination, but also self-responsibility, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. That I agree with 100%. You are responsible. You make your way. And it's so critical. And people in the interviews I did, all these interviews, one thing that came out 25 times is people refuse to fail. They just didn't quit. And what I'm finding in the younger generation is not quite so much of that.
Can I rephrase that a little bit? They failed a lot, but they didn't let that stop them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, I failed. You failed. Your dad failed. I do think it's important for us to recognize people that part of the American dream isn't that you didn't fail; it's that you didn't stop.
Oh, it's all not quitting. It's just not giving up and saying, okay, well, this was a disaster. I'm going to try something else. That's not what they did.
They refused to be defeated.
Exactly. And the millennials I'm talking to now are the same way. They refuse to be defeated. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes they're in a tech thing. I mean, I had one guy explain to me what he's doing tech-wise, and honest to God, Jim, I'm a fairly smart guy. I had no idea what he was talking about by the end of it. I mean, I got like 20%. And finally, I looked at him and I said, Mike, I said, that's good. I said, could you put that in English for me? Because I have no idea what you just said. And he said, oh, yeah. That was kind of funny. But the truth of the matter is he had a really tough decision. And he said, Gary, I can go one of two ways. I said, what do you want to do? He says, well, I'm not quitting. I said, then it's an easy decision, Mike. This is the way you go.
Right.
But that's one of the things. It comes out, and it's really kind of that hasn't changed. I believe that
one thing I think about it, Gary, is one thing if they don't want to do certain things that you and I did because I don't expect them to want to do everything we did. We don't do everything our parents did. But there are certain natural law things that you have to comply with. For one, we can't have an American dream if we don't have Americans. So that means you got to make babies. Right?
Yeah. That's a good point. So, yeah.
Our economy, our nation, the thing that makes our nation strong and other people to rely on us, the world relies on America, is our economy. Get involved, contribute to the economy. And part of that means that you own things. If you have a nation, Gary, I'm worried about this ownership thing. If you have a nation of renters, that means corporate America is your landlord. Eventually.
Correct.
That's not good.
And here's what I'm finding. Well, it's not, but the renter thing is very interesting. What I'm finding is kind of a unique trend. The people that are renting for the most part, now the ones that don't have kids, this doesn't apply to, but what I'm really finding is the renters, as soon as a family pops up, they want a yard, they want a home.
Yeah.
So they're renting for the time being,
yeah.
But their ultimate goal is not to rent their whole life. It's to have a home.
But back to the natural law thing, ladies, women know, Gary, that the clock is ticking for them. Back to natural law. I keep coming back to that. We can be avant-garde about a lot of stuff and squishy about a lot of stuff, but there's certain natural law things that we all have to pay attention to. Hey, Gary, I need your website, please.
Gary Sturek.
All right. So check it out, folks. The book is called The American Dream Revisited. Come back soon, Gary. Good job today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.